The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
Rock
the boat.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Oh my goodness, friends, we got some compelling stuff for you today. Talking about self-inflicted hate crimes, folks, disgraceful, crazy, incredible, to say the least. How far they are, and how far they are willing to go. We'll get to that in just a minute. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, well, our pretty little princess, you know her. I know her as I look at her. Our pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. True that. I'm not fabricating anything. It's just the fact. Welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Brand new website, friends. If you're a new listener, check it out. It's second to none. Great stuff. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go to Bradley Dean, two different websites, one fan page, one personal. We got about 60,000 friends on my personal website and on my personal site. I kind of vet those because I don't want just any, you know, Tom, Dick, or Harry jumping on with me if he's not a doer of the word. I don't want him.
That's right. Yeah. We just can't.
I was stuck there for
right?
a second. Yes.
Okay.
Bradley Dean, double E. Bradley Dean, double E. Two different websites, Facebook. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account. And again, I just wanted to give a shout out and say thank you very much for putting your do on, actually showing the world your faith by your works. I remember one time a particular individual said to me, Bradley, you know, I just think that, you know, sometimes we don't really, you know, have to do anything. You know, it's like Paul saying, you know, I don't need to show the world my faith by my works. No, I'll just do nothing and expect everybody to believe that I'm Christ due to the fact that God gave me commandments to actually work out, you know, and for the good of the people because of love in my heart, that the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. But I love the people so much, I just don't do a whole lot.
Wow, that's demonstrating.
Well, it is.
Love
now, here's
completely.
My point, though. I remember somebody saying something similar to that, and I say that, well, you know, a lot of these people that are quiet about their faith, they're quiet about their faith because they don't have any faith.
You think?
And they're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, in which they are commanded by God to actually proclaim Mark 16:15.
That's right.
But I guess that just applies only to those that are on the radio?
Yeah, just on the radio, definitely.
That's what
on
I was thinking.
Radio, yes.
That's what I was thinking. But anyways, high five and everybody out there. There you go. High five from Bradley
nice.
Dean and Stephanie Joy. For those that are actually responding and getting their due on, actually turning talk into works, that's great. And we
turning
do the works.
Radio
hey, by the way, friends,
radio.
We don't do the works because we're justified. I'm sorry. We don't do the works to be justified. We do the works because we are justified.
Amen.
Because the law says do this and live, and grace says live and do this.
I like that.
I like that, too.
I like that a
folks,
lot.
Folks, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check us out on our Twitter account, BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Check it out. Great stuff. If you'd like to call in, you can be a part of the show. 1-866-233-0747. Love to hear from you. It encourages everyone, and it emboldens everybody else as well, friends, that you're actually picking up the phone and punching the numbers in and calling and saying, you know what? I'm tired of being sheepish.
That's right. Or a spectator.
A spectator. It's got
to
suck to
be
a
spectator.
It really does. But have you ever noticed that when you go to like a football game or you watch it on television because you have to because you're in the airport like me? You ever notice it's the people that are sitting on the bleachers and on the bench that are telling the players what they should be doing and what they shouldn't be doing?
That is so true.
But the fact of the matter is they're not on the field themselves, but
boy, you know, before I even knew anything, you know, when I was younger, I went to one of my sister's games because she played basketball, and there are these two guys, these older, little, you know, bigger gentlemen behind me. And
is that diplomacy?
They were, you know, they were bigger guys, so it's not like they were like exercising themselves.
Roly-poly.
They had everything to say about the plays and, you know, the thing on the floor. Of course,
and who's good and who's bad, right, and what they should have done.
That's exactly right. But these two gentlemen obviously are not, you know, exercising themselves to actually be practicing what they're preaching and trying to tell
these
girls to do.
They themselves look like the basketball or the football.
Exactly right. Isn't that amazing? They had everything to say, but they themselves do not do it at all.
It really is.
Yes.
Folks, just wanted to let you know that we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing our faith by our works, deeds, not words, 1 John 3:18. And we also wanted to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible, terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You want the mind of Christ. You want the heart of Christ. And this week, before we get on with our hate crime hoaxes, we want to highlight our product of the week. And this week, we're highlighting one of our most popular items, which is our price t-shirt. On the very front, it says, "What is the price of your freedom? Ask a veteran." It has the soldiers pushing at the flag at Iwo Jima.
Chase, what do people say about those things on the street? You just brought this up yesterday.
Those are the best sellers by far.
Yeah.
By far and away.
Thousands.
Easily.
And what do you like about them? What do people like about them?
Well, I think they know that they can put it on and preach from a distance.
Wait. You're saying that a shirt that they buy, they can actually put it on? No,
they cannot. We have the size.
That is a shirt like none other.
That's whatever you want to do with the shirt is great.
Yes,
regardless, they know that when they put it on.
And why did they like it? Because what does it say on the front?
It says, "What is the price for your freedom?
Yep.
Ask a veteran." And then on the back, "What is the price of your redemption? Ask the Son of God."
Amen.
And it's not just any picture.
What a correlation, yeah.
Yeah, and I do want to say, it's not just any picture, cheesy picture of the Son of God. Eric Hollander actually did this artwork of the best picture I've seen of Christ crucified on the cross. So it's outstanding. In fact, you're speaking of, you know, people just wearing it, and one of our most popular items. I remember walking around the state fair, and I saw this kid, maybe 14, 15 years old, sitting there. Yeah, just last year. He's sitting there in front of like a pretzel stand or some sort of donut stand or whatever. And I said, "Hey, nice t-shirt." And I said, "That's our ministry." And I kind of shook his hand, and he's kind of like, "Oh, cool." But it really is. You are preaching without using words.
You know what's cool about that? And of course, I'm not giving myself accolades, but when we were in actually out on the East Coast, I had someone come up to me and said, "I seen you in Michigan." We're getting that from all over
that's
the country
right
now, where people are actually, or they're wearing our t-shirts. Mm-hmm. We're seeing them all across the country.
And that's encouraging
and that's
for
very,
us too. I remember
much.
Doing an event one time, and someone walked in with our shirt on, and I was kind of like, this was years and years ago, and it's like, "Oh, cool. Like, how did you get that shirt? Like, you're wearing our shirt." This is from, you know, years and years ago. But it is encouraging because, you know, people are out there. They are getting involved. They're getting the products. They're handing them out. And that's what we want to do.
Okay.
So speaking of sizes, you know, they can actually put it on. We have this available in 5 different sizes. So there's no excuse.
Yes.
If you'd like to order, you can go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com under clothing. Or you can call our office at 1-866-233-0747. It's a $20 donation, but of course, our Sons and Daughters of Liberty monthly sponsors get 25% off, making it only $15, a deal today.
Okay, hey folks, now what we're going to do when we come back, right on the other side of this break, I'm going to actually come back and, well, I'm going to give you some created hate crimes, and some of them are just so bad. I'm almost to the point of blushing for him right now. But there's a brand new one out by two dads.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money.
A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. One more point, Steph.
Well, today, of course, as many of you know, it's President's Day. It is George Washington's birthday. Happy birthday, George, the founder and father of our country. And I just want to highlight here at the Sons of Liberty a few different quotes that he said before we continue on at the show, because he said some amazing things. It's hard to kind of downsize to only a few because there's so much good stuff there. But I'll give you four good quotes. George Washington
said... We just need one.
Well, just
Thank
one.
You.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. This is the one I'm going to pick then. The Constitution is the guide which I will never abandon.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
It's so simple.
James
Think of
Buchanan
everybody
said that there's
that
nothing
way.
Stable but heaven in the Constitution.
That's right.
That's exactly right. So good for him. Folks, let's get over to this really quick because we got a lot to cover in a short amount of time. But I think this is rather interesting, especially for all those that sympathize with the gay movement, for those that did not understand or understand what the whole homosexual movement's about. It was John Adams that rightly said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people under the umbrella of the Christian faith. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. We see what's happening over in Canada right now, where the homosexuals actually got their way. Actually, the government got their way because they're just simply using the homosexuals in gay marriage, homosexual marriage, as a political battering ram only to upend their constitution so they can have all authority. In other words, if you don't want to be ruled by God, you're going to be ruled by tyrants. And that's exactly what we're seeing in Canada right now. The first thing they did when they implemented an illegal act called homosexual marriage, it is an abomination, friends. It just shows you how far they want to transgress. Transgressing is when the cops are telling you to stop and you are actually driving by them with your foot, the pedal to the metal, giving them the finger. That is transgressing. You willfully violate the law. Well, that's what they did over in Canada. And in saying that, what's happening now is the homosexuals, the first thing they did was attack the church. The second thing they did, the radical homosexuals did, was attack homeschoolers, telling them that they can no longer teach their kids that homosexuality is an abomination. And the third thing they did, friends, homosexual marriage in Canada right now, friends, the first thing that they did was they actually went after younger men, males, and what they want to do is they want to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. Friends, what does that have to do with homosexual marriage? Just to let you know how they set the premise to actually implement an illegal act called homosexual in the first place, marriage, is they actually had to play the victim. They had to be the victim. And guess, let me just clarify real quick in a nutshell. What are they the victims of? Question mark, exclamation, the law. Simply put, let me bring you over to the United States of America just to show you what I'm talking about. And it's a compelling story. It really is. A 7-year-old birthday party invitation returned to the center's two gay dads with that note on it. Listen again. A 7-year-old's birthday party invitation returned to the center's two gay dads with note on it. The radio station posted that the note on their Facebook page midweek this past week, and of course, readers went completely crazy over it, expressing their due outrage and offering their sympathy to the homosexuals and support to the homosexuals that were married. And it spread like wildfire to the demise of the American people. Now, the problem with the story, though, is that Steve Harper and Deanna, last name unknown, made up the entire thing. Right down to the actual invitation, which they apparently handcrafted, and they wrote this apology note on the station's website yesterday. Two homosexuals that are married. They enraged the people through homosexual sympathizers. They created the crime. You know, a good question is who did those people get angry with? Who did they get angry with? And why would you be angry? Did God not give you a good dose of common sense to know the difference between right and wrong? For example, you have a dad and a mom, right? I go on. On Wednesday, we told the story of Sophia's birthday party and one parent's objection to the same-sex household of Sophia's parents. We also posted the invitation on our Facebook and invited comments from our followers. This is the letter the two homosexuals were busted creating. And this is the letter that they actually apologized to the American people with. On Wednesday, we told you the story of Sophia's birthday party and one parent's objection to the same-sex household of Sophia's parents. We also posted the invitation on our Facebook page and invited comments from our followers. The story was, in fact, totally fictitious and created by the two of us. This was done without the knowledge of K98.3 management or ownership. We were attempting to spur a healthy discourse on a highly passionate topic, but we made a mistake by misleading our listeners into thinking that this specific situation actually existed.
You think you made a mistake by lying about what really happened?
Okay.
Is that a little bit
of
a mistake?
So Scripture tells us what they mean to do to you unrighteously, mm-hmm. you are to do to them.
Right.
So their fabricated crime should be held in consequence of the law that they fabricated the crime to.
Exactly. You can't just say you're sorry. They should be a punishment to go along with the crime that you just made.
Of course.
Right.
Independence, Missouri. Police said a 22-year-old man was charged with filing a false report about a hate crime. Floyd Elliott of Independence, Missouri, told police that on December of last year, two subjects attacked him in the parking lot of his apartment complex. He said the attackers cut him in the stomach, branded him with a hot knife, and attempted to carve the word fag on his forehead. Now, the investigators were suspicious about the report because the head carving was backwards as if done while looking into a mirror.
What is the meaning again of stupid, dull, and insensible?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Later, Elliot admitted to the police that injuries were self-inflicted. He said he falsely reported the attack to increase the police presence in his neighborhood.
Wow.
But was he charged? Hey, folks, are these people not mentally ill?
Ugh.
No question about it.
I mean, you're taking some time to physically damage your being and carving something in your forehead. I mean, that's taking some absolute work to do that crime like that. You're injuring yourself in the process.
Yeah,
that's how serious he was about it.
Did you hear about the girl in UC San Diego? Noose ignites more protests. A student who admits she hung it in the campus library has been suspended. Well, if soft judges produce hardened criminals, so as long as you're soft on crime, you only encourage the crime. A UC San Diego student admitted Friday to hanging a rope noose from a campus library bookcase in an act that triggered more protests at a school already roiled by other recent racially charged incidents. Angry students responded to the incident by storming and occupying the office of UC San Diego Chancellor Mary Ann Fox. The sit-in continued for about 6 hours Friday and ended without arrests. A sympathy protest at UCLA lasted about an hour. Sympathy for the homosexuals, friends. UC San Diego police confirmed that the student contacted them Friday morning and acknowledged responsibility for placing the noose the night before on a lamp fixture atop a seventh-floor bookcase in the campus main library. Self-inflicted, friends. Police did not release the woman's name or race or provided any information about a motive. Hey, folks, you rest assured, if it was really a crime committed in specifics to a homosexual,
You rest assured and know all the well the state-run media would have gave the name. They would even have gave you the address to the perpetrator.
Right.
But because it's a self-inflicted hate crime by a homosexual, then we have to sit back and just feel bad for them because they're so sick that, you know, someone's got to help them out. Can somebody help them, please? I mean, we know that all the way up until 1961, it was completely illegal in every state. And we know that it was completely illegal in Rhode Island. And if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you would actually go to prison for 21 years. You know, there's nothing wrong with us. There's something wrong with the laws that were so strictly enforced against the crimes that we commit. I mean, forget about it all the way up until 1961. In California, they were actually teaching kids in health classes to turn homosexuals in for the crimes committed against kids. Let's not talk about that. And all the way up until 1973, friends, especially you sympathizers, just do your best to just brush it under the rug that it was considered a mental illness. Are you starting to understand why it's considered a mental illness? Oh, but no, we need to show them people compassion. And we need to play up to them. Because if we don't, hey, listen, even when you try to protect them, and even when you do try to love on them, I'll tell you what, then they'll just go knock on Rachel Maddow's door and MSNBC's door and say, hey, Bradley actually told us that the Muslims were calling for my execution. Will you do something, Rach, and go after Bradley Dean? Sure. So what does he do, Rachel Maddow? He just puts Bradley Dean up on the radio and says, or the television set and the radio, and says, you know, Bradley's calling for the execution of homosexuals. Hey, friends, it's a lose-lose situation. Completely, in every sense of the word. I mean, here, let's go into government really quick. Because I don't want to spend all day on this. But folks, I got a whole stack of self-inflicted hate crimes in the United States. And by the way, they're increasing. Why? Because of the sympathizers. Isn't that crazy? And is what's interesting about it is they hide behind the SPLC and the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. Keep in mind, Morris D is usually, he used to, back in the 60s, actually defend the KKK of committing crimes against the black people. But let's just forget about that because we don't want to talk about that. Hey, and then let's talk about the Democratic Party where all the blacks in government are playing the fools, the stooges, the useful idiots. Hey, did anybody know that the Democratic Party is responsible for the KKK? Oh, hey, just saying, you know. You know, I don't want to tell them. I don't want to uncover them too much. Folks, this is sick. And the people in this country should know way better as to what this is about. So for all you sympathizers that are saying, who are you to judge? Well, when I come back, I'm going to tell you why I am to judge. Because God gave us law, and I'm judging according to that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Stephanie's actually asking me some questions about the Democratic Party being responsible for the KKK. So I did a little bit of a Google search, because this is old news. This is not brand new news. The truth comes out. The KKK was founded by the Democratic Party. Was the Democratic Party associated with the KKK? Wiki even answers yes.
Wiki, wow. The first time.
Good for them. Hey, they're actually blurting the truth out in their confusion. KKK, terrorist arm of the Democratic Party. Yes. Folks, this is nothing new under the sun. It's called totalitarianism. Here, let me give you the definition of totalitarianism. Going back to the homosexuals and who they hide behind, namely Southern Poverty Law Center, Mark Poltok, the director of unintelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center, said, "Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them."
That sounds very loving and tolerant.
Well, that's the face they put on.
Exactly.
And what's behind it, what's the heart? Destroy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you do, is you pull people's hair, you smack their face, and then you cry victim.
Right, and what I've noticed.
And then what you do is point the finger, and then you have a corrupt state-run media that goes hand in glove with your propaganda, only to destroy their country as well. Little do they know that until they sink. But in saying that, they're too stupid to figure out that they're being played the useful idiots, right, as well, as Vladimir Lenin rightly said.
Right.
Yeah.
And what I noticed too is that the homosexuals, they want you to be loving and tolerant with them, but they're the most intolerant,
it's not
unloving
the point.
People.
It's still not the point,
the other
though.
Way around.
It's still not the point, though, because it doesn't matter what we think about homosexuality. It's what God says about
exactly.
homosexuality.
Exactly.
So there's no debate there.
Right. There's no debate. The point is the fact that they say we need to be loving and tolerant. So we should receive the same reciprocity going back and forth, right?
I like that.
But when
that.
You talk with a homosexual, the most hate crime, the most wicked letters that I have ever seen, I mean, the people who invented filth on the four-letter word have come from lots of hate crime that we've received from homosexuals. So I'm just wondering where the loving tolerance is on the other end.
All crime is motivated by hate.
Exactly.
So once you start getting into the debate of hate crimes, you have to be very careful. Because again, all crime is motivated by hate. Once you get into hate crimes, then they can go ahead and legislate away what the law says and create policy. Then they'll go to the thought police.
Exactly.
So you have to be very careful with what you're saying when it comes to those topics. And what's interesting about that, I'm sorry, but for the sake of sparing the show and spending time on the sick-minded radical homosexuals that want to create crimes, self-inflicted crimes, I think the point's been proven. And I want to let you know that they are beginning to become more prevalent. And the reason they're becoming more prevalent is because the American people are sympathizing with them, namely in the colleges. Isn't that interesting? And again, what it comes down to is a little common sense. Now, I just wanted to address this, that I know people out there right now are saying, Bradley, you know, who are you to judge? Well, listen, I can judge no more than you can judge, and I can judge no more than Stephanie can judge. But since God is the one that gave us our rights, and he's given us his standard, namely his moral law, Exodus 20, that's why we judge according to what he said we should do on this earth. So in saying that, God did say that homosexuality is an abomination. Common sense, no debate. And you know what's interesting? Where there is a debate, it's always somebody that comes back and says, well, my sister's gay, so therefore I'm going to stand with my sister more than what God said. Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, you're not loving on your sister by actually walking away from God's commandments. If you really love her, then you enforce his commandments. And I'm talking about New Testament here, friends. The fact of the matter is that we have to preach the law to drive them to the foot of the cross where the law can do no more. But until you give them the law, they're not going to understand why they need to repent. No more than a man that goes to a doctor, he's not going to go to the doctor until you first show him his disease. Okay? So that's the purpose of preaching the law of God. But I got a question for those that are saying, Bradley, you know, who are you to judge? Well, when a police officer pulls you over for violating the laws of the land, the very thing that he is doing is establishing righteousness. Let's say you're speeding, okay? And when we look in Scripture, again, it says, awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. That's in 1 Corinthians 15:34. And God's law and transgressing God's law is sin. It's not missing the mark. Folks, where have we created, where have we allowed these but the definitions given unto us to say that sin is missing the mark? Who came up with this garbage?
That's the danger of people's interpretation. Well, what does that mean for you? Well, this is what I gather from the Bible. No, the Bible is very clear. There's black and white in the Bible all over the place. It's what it is.
It's all black and white.
Yeah,
if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Yes.
Sin is the transgression of the law. It doesn't say missing the mark. There's no debating about that. There's no misinterpreting that. It's very clear.
I like that.
Yes.
First, the police officer pulls you over. Then he points his finger at what? The law. He makes reference to the law. He gives you the needed knowledge, Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, by showing you your transgression. Second, he gives you a ticket to bring the judgment and conviction of your crime committed against the law. And thirdly, what it should work in you is godly repentance, because Scripture tells us in the book of Acts that we are to preach repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ. So what brings forth godly repentance towards God? The preaching of his law. Upon true repentance, you will love the law and will desire to see it magnified, exalted, extolled, raised in its estimation. And now, if you actually do understand its true function in bringing about liberty in Christ to establish his true righteousness, because we got to remember what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We don't have the right to break the law. I like that. And again, when you go to Isaiah 42:21, the Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. He will not show no disregard for it. He will magnify it. And by the way, when you look in the New Testament, you can actually see Jesus would magnify the law again. That was part of the cross experience. He died for the sins of the world. When you go back to Isaiah again, 551:7, it says, hearken unto me, listen carefully, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart my law is. Friends, really what it comes down to is, how would you feel if someone close to your heart was being misrepresented or dishonored instead of being honored by or as they should be? When people pull away God's law, you pull away his government. And what would you think in the natural if I said to you, well, you know what, let's just do away with governments? You would say you're an anarchist, but you see the professed church doing this all day long. We lower the law. Yet Scripture tells us in Romans 3:30, it actually tells us that we, through faith, magnify the law. We don't abrogate that which Christ never abrogated. And we also need to understand that Christ came to explain the law. And if it was abrogated, then why need he explain it?
Exactly. Matthew 5:17 says, "Think not that I'm come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." That's New Testament. So many times people say, well, that's Old Testament. That's the Old Covenant. Yep. Listen, yeah, we're talking about, you know, the ordinances of washing of dishes and all that's done away with, but the moral law of God still stands. You know,
ceremonial law.
Seriously,
yes.
You know, all those, you know, the pots and pans and the washing and, you know, all that kind of sacrificing of lambs.
It's
Jesus
all
Christ
symbolic
is
of
the
sanctification,
lamb.
Exactly. What you're talking about.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ was the sacrifice for our sins. He fulfilled the law on the cross. A true Christian loves that law, wants to magnify it and see it honored as Christ did.
And you know why the professed church in America actually abrogates the law is because there's no love in their heart. If you look in Scripture, it says in Romans 5, it says that the love of God has been shed in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us. Wasn't it the same God that actually by his Holy Ghost shed that love in our hearts that said, "Be holy as I am holy"?
That's right.
And doesn't it also tell us in the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil?
That's right.
And that's hating evil, pride, arrogancy in the evil way. And you can also go to Proverbs 6 and Proverbs 8. Isn't it interesting that when we begin to look at the very character of God, it's not the way that we want him to be?
That's right.
Not at all.
You know, you see Christians say, well, Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. Yeah. And you know, when you're looking at the law of God, it's almost like they're looking for an excuse to break the law. Well, I just need more grace and so on and so forth. Listen, if you really love God, you won't look for an excuse to break those commandments. In the same way, if you really love your husband or wife, you don't look for an excuse to cheat on them. You're faithful to them. And that's what that law is.
Yes.
If you love God, you will love his law.
A good police officer feels indignation when someone breaks the law of the land because of his love for the king and for natural laws
and freedom.
Yes. So then should the Christian feel all the more offense and indignation when someone breaks God's law? So when we see someone sin towards God, we should feel the offense by the Holy Ghost. That's discerning of spirits, having giftings of the Holy Ghost, and be empowered by the Holy Ghost. As a matter of fact, those that were endued with power from on high, namely Peter in the book of Acts, he said his message was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." He said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ."
Christ, yeah.
Into what? Into his death. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. We have to be careful of trying to pamper people's sins, and we have to be careful of dealing with people's sins, because if they're actually living in sin, it's because that's where they want to be.
Right.
And if they really understand Christ on Calvary over 2,000 years ago, dying for the sins of the world, and the cross was twofold, friends, and the twofold was this: how much did God hate sin? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ. And how much did he love mankind? Look to the cross of Jesus Christ.
And you know,
so there is twofold.
That's right, and we're really doing sinners a disservice by not showing them their sin before God, because a lot of them, what they're doing on a daily basis, they don't view it as exceeding sinful. What that law does is it exposes the sin that's in their heart. It's like, for example, if you dust a room and you've got a bunch of dust particles in the air, if you pull open the curtain and the bright sunlight comes in, you can see all those dust particles. But until you pulled back that curtain and the bright sunlight came in, you didn't even know they were there. The law exposes your
sin
before God.
The commandment is a lamp, that's and the
right.
law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. This is why so many people fail the test, mm-hmm. because they've never tasted and see that the Lord is good. They've never tasted because they've never been to him.
Right.
And once you go to him and you do taste and see that the Lord is good, listen, he'll put a savor on your tongue that you will never want to leave. And if you remember right, Paul's the one that said, listen, it's better for me to be with the Lord than in the flesh. He said, but I'm in the flesh for the very purpose of making sure that you are maintaining the proper steps in which God has called you. But if you don't understand that, why would you want to consecrate? Why would you want to sanctify yourself unto a just and a holy God? There's a power there, friends, that very far and few between understand. And if you want to understand more of that, then what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to stand in the Bible, draw a circle around yourself and say, Lord, revive everything in that circle, and I'm not leaving until you do. Now, the problem is you can't hold God to a time or a standard of time. You have to actually keep your word and stay there until he revives it, because he promises he'll do that, because he's not a man that he should lie. But we'll come back and we'll talk about, don't judge me. I don't want you judging me. I don't want you telling me what's right and wrong.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
And by the way, friends, if you'd like to check out that article on fake hate crimes, you can go ahead and check out Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now. Folks, who are you to judge me? Or don't you judge me? And by the way, friends, when I say that, I'm being facetious. I mean, that's like getting pulled over by a police officer when he says that you violated the laws. You're going 70 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. And you say, when he gives you the ticket, who are you to judge me? That's pretty ridiculous, isn't it? But this is exactly what you're taught today. And by the way, that's usually the slap in the face that the 86% of American confessing Christians will say to you when telling them of their offense before the one who sees all things naked and open before his eyes, Hebrews 4:13. The one that has numbered the very hairs of your head, Luke 12:7. The one who will not allow a sparrow to fall to the ground without his notice, Matthew 10:29. Before the eyes of the Lord that are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. Proverbs 15:13, that will also require an account of ourselves before him. Romans 14:12, as well as giving an account of every idle word that we have spoken. Matthew 12:36. You know, I like the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment. In other words, friends, you better judge yourself now. Mm-hmm. David, as a matter of fact, in Psalm 119 said that I have chosen thy way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me.
Yep.
So when you love who he is and his government, you study his statutes. That means judgments. And his precepts, that means which was entrusted to you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to take one jot or one tittle off of those things that he's commanded us to keep. This is what offends the world. And let me remind you of what it says in Webster's 1828. Offend means anything that is contrary to God's moral law. So when we hear the immoral say we're offended, I'm glad that you're offended.
You should
be offended. As long as it brings forth godly repentance, because I have to remind you, friends, that your sin is before a just and a holy God, not before your priest or your pastor. And as I just got done telling you that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do, friends, he is first and foremost the judge. Scripture tells us that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Godly repentance is wrought by the Holy Ghost, who comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So it's when I use the law, that's what the Holy Ghost uses to bring forth godly repentance, and not without the law.
That's right.
You can't sit there and play his emotions and bring him to the cross of Christ. And poor in scriptures, for those that did not know, means those that are destitute of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Not just that they're broke. Come on, friends, do people a service. Raise the bar.
Yes.
Because people will rise to the level of expectation, but you have to show it to them.
And I think the good point to mention here is you've said this several times. Your opinion doesn't matter any more than my opinion does. It's what the Word of God says. It's not like he did not give us a standard of righteousness and his standard. He gave us his law. So we can simply all look at the Bible and reflect ourselves upon his standard. It's very simple to see if you have kept those commandments or not. Have you ever stole anything before? Okay, well, what does that make you? That makes you a thief. Have you ever told a lie before? Well, that makes you a liar. Have you always honored your parents? No, and that makes it you've dishonored your parents. Have you looked upon a man or a woman to lust after him? Then you're an adulterer at heart.
Oh, you haven't?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
You haven't?
Exactly. That's how you justify yourself. Yeah, the Bible says...
That means we're both guilty.
That's why we need Jesus Christ. That's the point. The law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, because we see our sinful state before him, that we might be justified by faith. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, washes and cleanses us from all sin. The Bible says in Leviticus 19:15...
So in other words, the law is the mirror that leads me to the faucet to be cleansed.
That's exactly right. Okay. The law can bring you to the cross and do no other. The blood of Jesus Christ is what washes you and cleanses you and makes you whole and clean. But in Leviticus, it also says in 19, verse 15, ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. Thou shalt not respect the person of the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty. But in righteousness, thou shalt judge thy neighbor. We have the standard. We have the book. We have the Bible. That gives us the standard. Therefore, when we put ourselves, we can...
Here's a better way of saying it.
Yeah.
So for all those that are saying thou shalt not judge, have you ever seen somebody commit a crime, and have you called the police?
Mm-hmm. No, you've judged.
That's right.
You've judged.
That's exactly right. And isn't it interesting how lying, stealing, and all this adultery is all okay? Mm-hmm. Then you say to them, well, is it okay for someone to come over and actually take your life? Well, no. Well, what's your point of reference?
Exactly.
Now you're on God's side because you see that law now protects you, but do you not realize that all of the commandments are the same thing? By them thy servant is warned, Psalm 19. And he says, in keeping them is great reward. Well, I can't keep the law. Yes, you can, out of love through faith. Mm-hmm. And I want to say this too. Keep this in mind. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. I can't love you until I first love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And what does that mean? Well, if I'm driven to the cross of Jesus Christ and I'm properly saved by the Holy Ghost, John 3:3, born again of the Spirit, then and only then can I understand what it is like to really love on somebody.
That's right.
And by the way, when you actually learn love, the less tolerant you are with those that violate his law. What you'll find is you'll show less compassion to those people that are willfully sinning when they know they're sinning.
That's
and by
right.
the way, that defines wickedness, friends.
That's exactly right. And we need a proper understanding of the word grace too as well. Grace is not an excuse to stay in your sin. Grace is the empowerment to overcome your sin. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. When Christ comes in and unites himself to us, and we are united with him, he is the one that overcomes, not you. You're relying upon the merits and strength of Jesus Christ.
Charles Spurgeon rightly said, the way to part with sin is to unite with Christ.
Amen.
And if they're united with Christ, then guess what they're going to do? They're going to hate the sin.
That's great.
Yeah, and you
I
don't need to lead them along to do anything.
That's right.
To maintain that love between you and the Lord that saved you from your sin, Matthew 1:21.
Yeah, we talked about that before. I mean, if you're calling up, people say, oh, I just want to follow up with you and make sure you're reading your Bible and follow up with you and make sure you're praying. And yeah, you're going to need some encouragement after encouraging people to do what they're supposed to do. If it's really in their heart, as we've said many times before, you don't have to tell anybody when they're hungry to go to the cupboard. You don't have to pry open their mouth and shove food in their face. No, if you're hungry, you're going to go to the source that's going to satisfy your God-given desire and your appetite for food. In the same way, when you realize your need and your sin before God and your state, that you absolutely are nothing without the Savior, you will cry out to God, and God in mercy will save you. And it's awesome. Actually, I was watching a video of some people who were preaching, and this one man, he said, oh, I was talking to God and I was crying, he said. And he goes, I just want to know. He was a foreign guy. He goes, can God forgive me? Like, is there hope? Because he knew how bad he was before God. And the lady that was talking to him said, absolutely, there is hope.
It sounds like it sounds like the jailer saying to Paul, what must I do to be saved?
That's right.
Oh, you mean so people follow Christ, not Christ following others around and leading
That's
them
right.
about and maintaining them?
That's
yes.
what he had said. So he
Thank
was
you.
Talking to God. He was already seeking out the Lord. And the Lord brought some faithful witnesses to preach. And he heard the gospel message. And he said, wow, can the Lord save me? And I thought, that is so sweet, because he was already broken in yeah. heart, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh, Lord, you will not despise. Yeah. And she was giving him the hope, because he thought, is there any help for me? He was desperate. She said, yes, there's no sin that you've committed that Christ's blood cannot overcome. And he goes,
except
so there is hope.
Blasphemy towards the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, so there is hope. And she said, yes, there is hope. And it was just awesome to see that he found his hope that day.
Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51:17. Isaiah 34:18. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. The New Testament.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, I think for those of you who have been listening, you've been saying, listen, some of you guys listen to us and say, gosh, I love you guys. You guys are great. You're out there speaking it. Well, we appreciate that you might think that. But of course, we need the support to be able to do what we do and continue to be out there. In fact, Bradley's going to be on the road again this week. We'll keep you posted on that. We are going out and turning talk radio into do radio. And for those of you who want to support our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program, is a program where you just figure out what you can do on a monthly basis. For some people, that's $5 a month. Some people might be $25, $50, $500, $50,000. Wouldn't that be great? $55,000 a month sponsor. But what we want is, we want people to join together with us and say, listen, we support what you're doing. We're not just talking about how we support you. We are here with you, not only encouraging you with our words, but also supporting you with our financial support so you can keep doing what you're doing. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, in the top right-hand corner, there's a donate button. You can click on that and make a secure donation online. Or, of course, if you want to talk with us in person because you just love to fellowship, go ahead and call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Become a son or daughter of liberty, or by all means, get our products, get them out there. That supports and helps what we do, but it's also getting the gospel message out there. So please do call or go online. We appreciate all of your support. And those of you who are Sons and Daughters of Liberty already, we say sincerely thank you very much. We appreciate all that you do.
Hey, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to the light.
Oh, that's good.
That's President George Washington.
Oh, speaking of George Washington, before we go, I got a few more. Oh, I didn't get to say this in the beginning. Okay, George Washington said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent, we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Guard against the imposters of pretended patriotism.
Amen. You got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons and
Daughters of Liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1 John 3:18. Deeds, not words. We love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.